So we are back inside the Peleites, I'm happy to say. And the learning is always should be a schus for an Eloi Neshama, for Chaim Elazar. I'm blanking, sorry. Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh and Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. I'm sorry about that. And a schus for a Refuah Shleima for Chaim Deb ben Menachem, Chanan Leah ben Shem and Abadat ben Peral, as well as a schus for all those in the Makom Sekana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we are inside on page 597. We talked about various forms of Hakhana yesterday. I liked it very much. We talked about preparing yourself physically, not being impulsive. We also talked yesterday about preparing yourself before you speak. And now we're going to talk about preparing yourself to avoid an Avera, that you have to be alert and you have to prepare yourself when you know you're going to be in a situation where the Yetzer Hara is going to be very strong. And the most common example that I would give is everybody struggles with something. And whatever that thing is that you struggle with, when you know you're going to be in a situation where that nisayon is going to come across your plate, you need to make hachanas to be ready for it. So just as an example, no one here speaks Lashon Hara, but let's say someone was in a group and you know that every time you sit down by Kiddush, Chaim Yankel loves to get the dirt. You got to take hachanas. You got to prepare yourself before you sit down. Whatever it is, and maybe it means changing where you sit, but not to participate in that speaking of Lashon Hara. And that's the example that we're talking about of making hachanos. So let's see it inside, bottom of page 597, the Halachas Kama Vekama. Certainly, Nachon Lasseis Hachana, it's necessary for a person to make preparation, Lishamer Mikol Davar Ra, to protect yourself from doing bad things. Ki Be'idan Yetzahara, lest the Mitkar Liyetzatayv. When the Yetzer Hara is in control, nobody remembers the arguments of the Yetzer Tov. When the Yetzer Hara has you and your nisayon and your temptation is very hot and heavy, so the Yetzer Tov, forget it. The point is, it's already too at that point, it's already too late. And lachin, therefore, kadmei l'rishia, before you get the wicked one of b'chol yom of b'chol shad all time yitin alibay shemut the lavar laveris anasus like a hetter. You have to take it to heart. You have to be vigilant that if you're not, then you're going to be over averis that already are considered like they're mutter to you. Adam dash ba'akevav, that a person ignores and tramples with his heel. The yaseh hachana ba'atzma v'kir ba'yaseh marbay. He has to prepare himself for battle and put a shining light within himself to chase away the yitzhara. V'yachshav oynesh. Think about the punishment, ugenus, and the spiritual genus, degradation, kalavera, that each avera brings, of a chalmida ra, as well as every bad mida, and weigh that against the reward of mitzvahs. And a person should say, and you should physically say this, you should verbalize this, Mali lavar al das chayni yaitzvi ubayri melech machim lach makadish baruch hu b'shvil anos rega. What did I gain? What benefit did I have by being over the wishes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, my creator, the King of Kings, for one brief moment of pleasure? And this is something that we say in Tachanun, although we like to skip Tachanun, but there's a line in Tachanun that I want you to focus on. And it's a very easy line. It's right after you say all the Yashamnus. You say the Titanu, you say, oh, now I'm blanking on it. But the point is, you say, V'loy Shavalanu. You say, we were over V'loy Shavalanu. It didn't benefit us at all. And that is the key point of the Tachana, is to how do you prevent yourself from doing it again? You say, I was over and all these things, and v'loy shavalanu, what did it benefit me? A momentary benefit by I enjoyed myself by sitting with a chevra and saying Lashon Hara. Right now, at 2:21 on a Wednesday, what did it do for me that I spoke that Lashon Hara? Absolutely nothing. It was momentary gain, pleasure. Maybe I got a good laugh out of it, but was it worth it? And whatever, you can apply this to any Aveira. Right now, at 2:20 on a 2:21 on a Wednesday, what benefit did you gain from that Aveira that you did? It's already in the past. And that is the type of attitude that a person should take. And he says, and verbalize it. Why am I not having Rahmanas on my soul to save it from the Taichacha that it's going to get from the retribution that's coming? The Rabbi Machoivim LaRasha. Many are the suffering of the wicked. Wouldn't it be better for me to hold back from doing the Avera and get reward for abstaining from it, to fulfill each mitzvah to the best of my ability, because I'm an upstanding Jew. And therefore, I accept upon myself with all of my ability, Yizar li yishamer, to be vigilant, bechol toikef, with to the extent of my ability, mizeh vazeh vazeh, from this avera, and this avera. And you should say which averas. This is part of what you're verbalizing. You're saying I'm being mekabel upon myself that I'm going to be careful from this avera, and this avera. In this manner, and this manner. And that's how you verbalize it. You imagine yourself doing it, and you're going to be able to overcome the avera. You have to use your kayach hadimyon, your imagination, to see yourself surpassing and overcoming that yetzahara, and you will be able to do it. Kazois for kazois yitin alibay, similar way, in this type of way, similar person should take to heart, ayivate b'sfasayim, or as we said, verbalize it, the gam b'miktav, and even write it down, lemar, to the zikar and beinenav, so that it'll be a reminder. Oz, and the more you do, the more the stronger your commitment will be. If you verbalize it, that's a stronger commitment than thinking it. If you write it down, that's an even stronger commitment than saying it. And you'll find, try it on something small, and you'll see. If you write down a commitment, and you see it, and you look at it, even while the Yetzirah is starting to get you riled up, it's going to be that much easier when you see it to be able to overcome it. You'll be successful. You'll be able to achieve higher and higher levels. Okay, let's stop here. We'll finish this piece, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow.